asking for federal money to keep the sky from falling.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM in New York, I'm David Brancaccio, exploring the latest on how technology is changing our lives and our society. What does President Obama's newly proposed budget say about tech? Well, one answer is the $17.7 billion it asks for the space program. That's about $50 million less than the last time around. But if Congress agrees, there would be new money to study asteroids in a spectacular fashion. Could a piece of asteroid get yanked into lunar orbit, then studied by astronauts? Could the technology be used to divert an incoming asteroid should one ever find itself on a collision course with Earth? Pat Duggins has covered NASA for years, and his latest book is called Trailblazing Mars, NASA's Next Giant Leap.
Well, having an asteroid basically have a head-on collision with Russia, that tends to really get people's attention. So NASA wants to go to Mars. Obama apparently wants money for space, and the asteroid bit, orbiting an asteroid around the moon, basically, is maybe the way to hit two birds with one stone.
The idea here would be to spend money to develop some kind of solar electric propulsion system to test tugging a test asteroid into lunar orbit. A propulsion system like this might have other uses.
Well, what they're trying to do is find something other than being using a liquid oxygen or liquid hydrogen to get astronauts from here to there. They had a propulsion system on a spacecraft called Dawn that visited an asteroid called Vesta. And what it does basically is use solar panels to create an electric field. And then you take this gas called xenon, and the electricity ionizes the xenon and spits it out the back. And that's how you get from here to there. So no liquid fuel. You just use solar panels, and that's how it works.
It might be a flexible propulsion system for other types of missions.
You could send people to Mars using it. The problem is it's not like putting your foot on the gas and whoosh, you go really, really quick. For it to reach its top speed, it took about 3 months to do it. So it's kind of a creep up and then creep down sort of a thing.
The same proposed budget that calls for this increase in funding for the asteroid research proposes lowering funding in other areas. According to the Plain Dealer newspaper, the budget would decrease funding for planetary science technology, hypersonics research, biological and physical science research programs.
There's always been the yelling and screaming between scientists and technology that would lead perhaps to a manned space flight when they were first sending up the Viking spacecraft to the planet Mars. Carl Sagan was so intent on finding life, they didn't put geology experiments on the lander. The geologists went crazy, but that's the way it worked.
Space reporter Pat Duggins is also news director of Alabama Public Radio.